This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning. This is Cumulus Cares. I'm Heather Gersten, and joining me in the studio today, a very special guest, Mary O'Rourke. She's the executive director of Children's Wishes. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Heather. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. And I love Children's Wishes. So I was just checking out your website, which is cwishesri.com.
Yes.
Is it Children's Wishes or Children's Wishes of Rhode Island, the name of the organization?
Officially, we're Children's Wish Group of Rhode Island, but we're known as Children's Wishes.
All right, Mary, tell us more about Children's Wishes.
Children's Wishes was formed back in 2009. Since 2009, we've granted 68 wishes.
Wow.
And we have six in progress right now with more referrals coming in every week. We strive to work cooperatively with our partner organizations, our charity partners, to serve our kids. We serve kids from 2.5 to age 18 who have life-threatening, degenerative, and malignant conditions. So a little broader than some other groups, but I would say we handle everything from kids with cancer to Crohn's, which is a degenerative condition over their lifetime.
Right.
So we're very proud of that. And we serve only Rhode Island children.
Now, how does a child get on your list? How do you find out about them?
We get a lot of referrals from the Tomorrow Fund. We work with them. We children's pediatricians, teachers, friends and families. And just through good outreach and people knowing what we're doing, we get a phone call or a formal referral from a healthcare provider.
And it's not something where you're meeting a family and things are awesome for them.
No.
They're at the lowest point probably where they're realizing, okay, this is terrible what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. They're sad. And so in some ways, this gives a child a little bit of hope that there is a happy ending.
And we look to service the entire family in that sense. So we have kids who might still be going through treatment, who might be just in the diagnosis part of their illness, or post-treatment. So we look to serve the child and the whole family. And I think a lot of times kids come to us and they don't think they deserve anything, which is very sad to hear that in that sense, because their families are so supportive of them. But I think they feel like they've put their family through so much because they've been sick and maybe they've interrupted activities, family activities or school activities, that they feel very guilty about that. And so we take the approach that by having a wish granted, you know, they're able to typically share that with their entire family.
Right.
And if they're feeling bad or they don't feeling like they don't deserve something, we look at it as them giving back to their family. So they get to be the big deal and take their family to Florida and have an unbelievable time or share in some other magical experience with us.
You know, I guess I never thought of it that way, that it's important for the child to have this wish fulfilled so that the family can enjoy the experience.
Yes.
I never looked at it that way. Yeah. I always thought, oh, it's for the kid to have this one great big thing happen to them. But you're right.
Yeah. And we try and build that up with the kids, because I think you have siblings, young and old, and you might have a sibling who's in their 20s, but they've all suffered when a child suffered. And it's a financial burden. It's an emotional burden to have to go through this. So even for that week or for that moment, we feel that we're able to do something for that family. And again, I like to reverse that thought process and look at the child and say, look at what you're doing for your family.
Wow.
You know, they love you, they've supported you, and you do deserve this, and you do deserve to have some fun with them.
Can I ask you how you got involved with this organization? Is something personal happen to you? Or
nothing personal, but I got involved probably over 20 years ago in the whole wish granting process.
Right.
Someone cornered me on the stairs of Health Tracks and asked me if I wanted to be on a board, and I got involved with it. And I always said it's the best work I've ever done.
Wow.
On your worst day, when you look at these kids, you put life in perspective, and not that people's problems aren't important, but you know, these kids always give you so much more than you could ever give them.
Without a doubt.
And as I fill up when I say that.
Yeah,
but I really mean that. And I think anyone who's ever volunteered or been a wish granter, they really do feel that. And and we, as I always say, feel humbled to be able to serve these children and their families.
I know that I've definitely felt that in my life, whether it's the work that I do through the radio station with organizations and doing the Hasbro Children's Hospital Radiothon. I walk around with that perspective all the time. Yeah. And I think my kids sometimes benefit from it. you know, where I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to sweat over this little thing that doesn't really mean anything because I have a healthy kid. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, you still want to be like, okay, I'm still your parent. I can still tell you what to say. You have to listen to me. So it's sometimes difficult.
Yeah. And that's why we love our Kids Granting Children's Wishes program, which is really teaching life lessons to children at a very young age, giving them a perspective on kids that might have less than them and health-wise, mainly, you know, not anything else. And it's not really a fundraising effort, but really an awareness. If they want to raise money towards a child's wish, that's great. If they wanted to raise $5, that's fine.
Right.
You know, we have a little girl in Tiverton, Ellen, who did a parade for us last year, and out of the blue, we received a check for $350.
Awesome.
We went down there and did an interview with her, and hopefully we'll get that uploaded soon. And just this child has been doing this with her sister and her family since she was a lot younger. You can see how the whole family is joined in it. She joined the whole neighborhood in this parade.
That's
and
awesome.
Did it for another organization. But you can, you know, the parents have really taught she and her sister, you know, to start giving back at a very young age. And it's just amazing to talk to kids like that. We had another group in East Greenwich that did a rainbow run of their own the beginning of August. And, you know, the parents were there, the kids were there. And they just did a phenomenal job. They raised some great money in an hour. But again, it wasn't about the money. It was about them knowing that they were helping to raise money for kids. We had one of our Wish Kids, Ben, there.
So the wishes that you get range from what? Meeting your favorite celebrity to going on a trip with your family?
Yes.
It's mostly those two things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Disney, I guess, and they say Give the Kids the World is probably one of the most popular wishes.
Okay.
And when they go to Give Kids the World and they get their theme park tickets for Disney, they're able to stay at Give Kids the World and you can't stay there unless you're on a wish.
Gotcha.
And I went there many, many years ago to see it, and the family's experience there is the same over and over again, that it's the best thing. It's sometimes it's better than Disney, especially for some of the really physically challenged kids who can go into the pool in their wheelchair and just have a great time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they do have a magical experience at Disney, but when they come back, there's activities every night. Mayor Clayton will tuck you in. You know to leave your garbage at the outside by the bunny.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all little things. So again, even life lessons down there that are being taught about responsibility and having a great time. We've had, we recently had a young boy, Ryan, go to Mall of America. So was great.
Yeah.
We have a young girl, Hannah, who wants to go meet Ellen. So we have a upcoming softball tournament October 29th. It's an 8th annual co-ed softball tournament where everyone dresses up in costumes. It's sold out already. The teams are already set to go.
Awesome.
And they'll be raising money for Hannah to go see Ellen. We're going to put together a video to send to Ellen to convince her to get this done.
Please let me know if you need help with the video, because I would love to do that with you guys.
Yes, and I will be in contact.
So coming up on October 22nd, there's an event where you can go, you can participate, and obviously help raise some money for Children's Wishes.
Yes, it's a 7th annual Amazing Wish Race, which is, I call it a statewide team competition. It begins on Saturday, October 22nd at the Knights of Columbus in Warwick on Sandy Lane. Registration's at 9:30. Race starts at 11, and teams of up to 30 teams of four will be given clues and to go to different challenge sites, and they will be timed for numerous challenges at each site. And then at the end of the day, whoever has the lowest time will be the winner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So there'll be first, second, and third prizes. It's hosted by Louis Stravato, who was season 16, along with his partner, Michael Naylor, who's coming back from The Amazing Race. We have Michelle Costa, Jason Roy, Jim Veglica, and Derek Levasseur. So some more reality celebrities who are going to be competing with the top fundraising teams.
Awesome.
So we've been encouraging people to get their teams together. They can go to the website to register at seawishesri.com. And they will be referred to their CrowdRise site where they can set up their teams and their fundraising.
Oh, excellent.
And so it's all pretty user-friendly.
Yeah.
We're trying.
It's really good. Because if you want to help, it's easy to find out how.
Yes.
And you guys make it easy. Your phone number also, 921-1300.
Yes.
and you're on Facebook and all over.
Yeah, and we find a lot of people will find our events also on Facebook and Twitter, but Facebook, I think sometimes people go to even more than our website, so everything is posted there.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Mary O'Rourke, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Heather, and thank you so much for your support over the years.
Oh, no problem. Children's Wishes, the website again, cwishesri.com. I'm Heather Gersten. This is Cumulus Cares. Have a great day.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.